Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Assassin's Magic by Everly Frost, narrated by Megan Tusing. Chapter 1. Rain drips down my face and back as I brace beneath the weight of the wooden log that rests across my shoulders. The muscles in my arms and legs scream. I've stood like this for nearly 2 hours, unmoving, feet planted and legs straight. 3 paces to my right, the only candidate left standing with me is Slade Baines. The strain on his body beginning to show, raindrops mingling with the sweat on his bare chest. We are located in the middle of a courtyard inside the home of the Assassin's Legion. It's a place that shouldn't exist, that doesn't exist on any map except to those who know its location. Outside these walls, a city of people go about their everyday lives in Boston, sipping lattes, worrying about paying bills and rushing to work or school. That life isn't for me. Death is in my blood. It isn't a choice. I have to finish my mother's work. I have to become an assassin. The first step in my plan is to be trained as a novice. The second step is to become a fully qualified assassin, what they call a superior. So far, I've made it inside these walls, but for the master assassin to agree to train me, I have to pass this test of endurance. Master Gareth pauses in front of me, his eyes cold and gray. He whispers into the rain, "You will never amount to anything, Hunter Cassidy." I blink rapidly as water drips into my eyes and plasters my hair to my back.